Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Is this it? Are we about to see the single most odious member of Congress finally and officially expelled? Just hours ago, the push to remove Ilhan Omar from Congress officially began, all as federal investigators continue to uncover levels of corruption and fraud inside her Minnesota district unlike anything anyone has ever seen. But what if that corruption weren't limited to a single Democrat state? What if it's actually the business model of an entire political party? Today, we're going to connect the dots. And the results are terrifying Democrats everywhere. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor. A very Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. Let me begin by asking you a question. Have you ever heard of the term fraud tourism? It sounds like a joke, right? Federal prosecutors aren't laughing. Fraud tourism is the new term they're using to describe what's been happening for years inside Ilhan Omar's Minneapolis district. We're talking about people flying into Minnesota, literally commuting from places like Philadelphia, just to set up fake companies and rob the American taxpayer blind. Why? Because the word is out. In Ilhan Omar's Minnesota, the vault is wide open. Word spread literally across the country that you could come into Minnesota, set up a fake welfare association, collect literally millions of dollars over the course of just a few weeks, and then leave. Yesterday, we reported on the federal investigation that uncovered an astonishing 14 state-run Medicaid programs that they classified as riddled with fraud. Since 2018, these Minnesota-administered programs that receive federal funds, meaning they received our tax dollars, these programs paid out $18 billion of our tax monies to what are now being exposed as money laundering fronts. And those money laundering fronts walked away, I kid you not, with a staggering $9 billion. $9 billion. Out of a total of $18 billion paid out in these welfare programs. Federal investigators have discovered that one in every $2 of federal funding to Minnesota's welfare programs was stolen. Half of that money was stolen. I mean, this is absolutely insane. We've never seen anything like this. That's how it all started. With the Feeding Our Future case, which involved approximately $300 million in blatant fraud. It had 78 defendants indicted so far. Over 90% of them are Somali descent. They claim to be feeding poor children by the tens of thousands through federal nutrition programs, but they were actually funding their own lavish lifestyles, purchasing luxury vehicles, real estate, and even funneling money overseas. But as it turns out, that was just the tip of the iceberg. 300 mil is peanuts to what federal investigators would later uncover. For example, the feds are cracking down on a new front, Ultimate Home Health Services, and what's called the Housing Stabilization Program. Listen to this. The Housing Stabilization Program was originally projected to cost taxpayers around $2.6 million per year. By 2021, just a couple of years after it started, it hit $21 million. And then the following year, again, I kid you not, funding for the program exploded to $104 million. Now, keep in mind, this was a $2 million program, and in just months, it 100x'd, and virtually all of it was fraud. But this is just par for the course. There looks to be upwards of 24 different scams involving feeding programs, housing programs, autism programs, all frauds, all fake, all money laundering operations. And it was so successful that word got out. Right? Prosecutors say this program became a magnet for scammers all across the country, but especially all across the state. Prosecutors allege that defendants, many from the Somali community in Ilhan Omar's district, were billing the government for housing, food, and autism services that simply did not exist. They claim people were recruiting parents to get bogus autism diagnoses for their children just to get the kickbacks. And again, it was so easy that people from other states were flying in to get a piece of the action. That's the fraud tourism. And it happened on Governor Tim Walz's watch and the radical lunatic Attorney General Keith Ellison's watch. But what's so key here is that this fraud didn't happen in a vacuum. It happened in the very ecosystem Ilhan Omar herself helped build. You see, we have to realize that all of this goes back to what's called the Meals Act. The Meals Act was legislation introduced by Ilhan Omar that removed oversight mechanisms for federal child nutrition programs, basically making it more widely accessible, but also subsequently making it a vehicle for massive fraud in Minnesota's social services system, as we're learning more and more each and every single day. But true to form, we're now learning that the fraud appeared baked into the cake of the original congressional act, and that's because Ilhan, surprise, surprise, ended up getting kickbacks from the money. We now know that Omar's campaign received $5,400 from two individuals who were later implicated in the fraud investigation. And that's just what we know about. The $5,400 is just what we know about. So at least some of this money that she appropriated ended up funneling back right into her own campaign coffers. Again, just like we saw with USAID. As it turns out, all of this aid, all of this welfare, all of this financial assistance is turning out to be nothing but the means by which these left-wing politicians and bureaucrats enrich themselves, all the while hiding behind the veneer of compassion and humanitarianism.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Now, of course, Omar is playing dumb. She does that very well. When she's not accusing her investigators of racism and Islamophobia, she's denying any involvement in this whatsoever. But here's the problem. You can't campaign with these people, which she did. You can't celebrate with them, which she did. You can't hire them, which she did. You can't sponsor the legislation that opens the spigot, which she did. You can't watch hundreds of millions pour into your own community, which she did, and end up financially benefiting from that opening up that spigot, which she did, and then pretend you know nothing about it. And that's why Republicans are finally taking the gloves off. Wait until you see what's happening in Congress. This is going to absolutely make your day. But if there is a lesson for all of us in this, it's that the radical left and the deep state will stop at nothing to hold on to and protect their own power over our nation's institutions. And one of the most effective ways that we can fight back against that every single day is by tapping into parallel institutions over which they have no control. And that's why I absolutely love Block Trust IRA's Animus AI, a patriotic revolutionary crypto solution that's rewriting the rules of retirement investing. But this goes way beyond investing. This is your defense against any future threats by the deep state to plunder your savings, your retirements, and your dreams. Since 2020, Animus AI has done what seemed impossible, outperforming Bitcoin by over 250%. We're talking about an AI trading system that spots key market movement and patterns ahead of the game with a precision no human can match, literally taming the volatility that comes with crypto investing. So whether you're a truck driver, a small business owner, or a teacher, BlockTrust IRA represents your chance to build a protective financial shield to withstand the inflationary and tax-driven assaults coming from any progressive political ideology assault on your wealth. Countless concerned investors have already taken action. Small business owners, freelancers, and everyday Americans have discovered how traditional investment strategies leave them exposed to future tax hikes and threats. With Animus AI, they're building real, meaningful wealth defense strategies, erecting a fortress around their family's future. And the best part is BlockTrust IRA combines the tax advantages of an IRA with the growth potential crypto and the risk management of an AI-powered trading platform. It's a tour de force of not just investing, but generational wealth protection. With $200 million in insurance coverage, military-grade security, and access to over 60 cryptocurrencies, BlockTrust IRA offers more than just an investment. It offers peace of mind, whatever the future brings. Go to TurleyTalksCrypto.com. That's TurleyTalksCrypto.com right now and speak to a crypto IRA wealth protection expert. You can get up to $2,500 in bonus crypto just for getting started. This is how we fight back, gang, not with fear, but by protecting what's ours. Go right now to TurleyTalksCrypto.com and secure your future today. Republicans have officially begun the process of expelling Omar from Congress once and for all. For years, Republicans have merely complained about Omar's rhetoric, but now they are looking at her criminality. Representative Randy Fine from Florida is leading the charge. He's organizing a vote to finally and permanently remove Omar from Congress. And he's even using the D word, deportation. And we're not just talking about her bizarre wedding arrangement that's suspected to have committed immigration fraud with her own brother. We're talking about her connection to this financial fraud. So if you're tied to a criminal enterprise that's defrauding the United States government of hundreds of millions of dollars, you shouldn't just lose your committee seat. You should lose your right to be here in the first place. But unfortunately, what we're discovering in Minnesota isn't an anomaly. It's a preview. What we're seeing in Ilhan Omar's district is the feature, not the bug, of Democrat governance. I mean, look at California. During the pandemic, the state admitted it lost at least $20 billion in unemployment fraud. $20 billion. Some estimates say it could be as high as $135 billion. Organized crime rings in Russia and China were looting California's treasury because Gavin Newsom's administration was so incompetent they didn't bother to check IDs. Or look at Illinois. A state audit found $5.2 billion in improper unemployment payments, with nearly $2 billion confirmed as pure fraud. Or look at New York. They just prosecuted the largest Medicaid fraud scheme in their state's history. Transportation companies billing millions for rides that never happened. Do you see the pattern here? In every single deep blue state, the strategy is the same. Open the treasury. Remove the safeguards in the name of equity. Flood the zone with cash. And who gets that cash? Political allies, activist groups, nonprofits that mobilize voters. They aren't just wasting your money. They're using your tax dollars to fund their own political machine. Ilhan Omar's district just happens to be the most brazen example of a system literally designed to be looted by leftists. They call it social services. Everyone else calls it money laundering. Ilhan Omar needs to be audited. Her donors need to be audited. And frankly, the entire Democrat Party needs to be audited. And then maybe the expulsion of Ilhan Omar would mean the eventual end of the Democrat Party itself. So what do you guys think? Let me know in the comments down below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. God bless. Hey, before you go, gang, do not miss out. Every Friday, my weekly wrap-up gives you everything you missed during the week. Live streams, top videos, podcasts, events, and the week's biggest Patriot wins. Sign up free at turley.pub/recap and start ending your week with faith, family, and freedom.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.